What was happening in the world 100 years ago? Well, more Americans were naming their boys John and William, or their girls Mary and Helen, than any other name. Locally, Sacred Heart Church was just recently built, and Sacred Heart School completing its first year. Two centennials we've just celebrated. But most people's attention 100 years ago was perhaps on the fact that the United States could no longer stay neutral in a war that had erupted in Europe 3 years before. And so in April 1917, the United States reluctantly entered what would eventually be known as World War I. Those were the things that most Americans were paying attention to. What went unnoticed at the time was that the Virgin Mary chose to appear in a small town in Portugal called Fatima. Now, of course it went unnoticed, because she didn't appear to anyone who was rich or famous or powerful. Instead, 100 years ago yesterday, Mary visited three poor, uneducated children who were out taking care of sheep. Francisco and his sister Jacinta Marto and their cousin Lucia. And on the 13th of each month, from May to October, she appeared to those three, culminating on October 13th, when the sun danced around the sky, changed color, and three times approached and then went back. An event that would have been thought to be crazy had it not been witnessed by some 70,000 people, including plenty of reporters and skeptics. But miracles and secrets and supernatural events are probably not what Mary is most interested in us taking to heart from 100 years ago. Rather, her words to those children about peace that will not come about without prayer. Now that's what was meaningful then and now. But first, it helps to be clear about where an apparition fits into our faith. An apparition is what the church calls private revelation. Some have been recognized by the church, including Mary appearing at Lourdes, or Fatima, or Guadalupe, or our Lord appearing as the Divine Mercy to Saint Faustina. Now, it's important to be clear that those revelations do not complete or improve the public revelation of Jesus that we have in Scripture and tradition. If you knew nothing about those apparitions, you could still know everything you need about Jesus Christ. But what they do is help us to live that life at a particular time in history. And so we return to her message at Fatima. First, we consider what she said. In essence, Mary urged us to pray for two things: for peace and for a reparation for our sins. In particular, she begged that we pray the rosary, even every day. And her warning was clear: if we don't pray every day, war and sin will reign. As it was in 1917, so it is today. So we consider what Mary said, but we also consider how she said it. First of all, she chose to give the message to children. Now, two of those children, Francisco and Jacinta, were canonized saints yesterday by Pope Francis in Fatima. The youngest non-martyrs ever to be canonized saints. What a great reminder that children are called to be saints, and that children can help us be saints. Secondly, we see that Mary didn't just choose children. She chose poor children, because she doesn't want us to forget the poor either. And who is better positioned to make that a goal than those of you who are graduating? It's a great temptation to rely less on God the more that I find success in this world. Once I get my master's, once I own a business, once I get my citizenship. As if to say, thanks, God, but I can take it from here. But it's at that point that he wants you to use those great gifts to build up his kingdom. You know, some things are quite different from 1917 to today. But one thing constant then, now, and forever is the presence of Mary, the Mother of God, constantly drawing us closer to her Son. At this time, I invite any expectant parents that we have with us, along with your families, to come forward, that we could offer a blessing to you this weekend. Well, it is wonderful to offer you a blessing here this morning. And along with this blessing, I will also give to each of you a prayer card of St. Gerard Mahea, who is a patron for expectant parents, and also a blessed medal with his image as well. God, author of all life, bless, we pray, these unborn children. Give them constant protection and grant them a healthy birth that is the sign of our rebirth one day into the eternal rejoicing of heaven. Lord, who have brought to these women the wondrous joy of motherhood, grant them comfort in all anxiety and make them determined to lead their children along the ways of salvation. Lord, you have put into the hearts of all men and women of goodwill a great awe and wonder at the gift of new life. Fill this parish community with faithfulness to the teachings of the gospel and new resolve to share in the spiritual formation of these children in Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns forever and ever.